Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good whatever, I don't care. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America, talking sports to you. Unbelievable. As always, the NBA Finals did not disappoint us. Golden State responds to game one. They get the game two victory, going back to Oracle, all knotted up. Banged up as hell, though. Holy cow, man. Klay Thompson goes out. Looney goes out. No Durant already, but they did get a great night from DeMarcus Cousins, who played much better than game one. Solid effort here in game two for them. They get the victory, 109-104. Big time shot from Andre Iguodala at the end of the game to seal the deal, and they're going back to Oracle with the advantage now, and got to think that means good things for them. And maybe they get a little healthier with giving Kevin Durant back in this lineup, and then who knows what's up with Klay Thompson, because he saw him after the game icing things and not looking very, very healthy at this point. But Toronto's going to kick themselves, people. Going to kick themselves. Kind of let one slip away. Didn't have a big enough lead at halftime. Kind of let the Warriors keep hanging around, and then that third quarter run, 18-0 to start it out, 5 minutes and 32 seconds into the third quarter, really turned this game around. So a lot to get into with the NBA Finals that's now knotted up, going back to Oracle, like I said. And then, man, oh man, tons of baseball to talk about, too. Obviously, just great stuff happening there with the Dodgers playing fantastic, best record in all of baseball. Brewers on top in the National League Central. Yankees playing well. A ton of things on my mind, if you can't tell. Down at the French Open, great stuff there. Federer, Nadal moving on. Stan wins in five. So a ton of things to get into in the sports world. Get at me, people. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tons to get into, people. Absolutely tons to get into. So keep it close. It is the weekend recap, as you know, and this is Sports Overnight America.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code Rick.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Gordon's pass inside. Tip by who else? Kevin Durant. Gordon tried to reach around and foul him. They didn't call it. Durant gets front court, picks up his dribble. Shot clock is off, and the Warriors can just run this down if the Rockets do not foul. They go to Curry. Final 6 seconds will wind down. 4-3-2-1. Took 7 games, but the defending champion, Golden State Warriors, still best in the West. 4 straight trips to the NBA Finals.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
That's right, baby. We're getting the job done for you here on the Weekend Recap. Sports Overnight America, Andy Dorf. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tons going on in the sports world. Obviously, I'm focusing a lot on the NBA. Because, first and foremost, NBA basketball near and dear to the Dorf man's heart. But just kind of happened, man. It's pretty recent, just a couple hours ago. Golden State goes to Toronto, game two, responding, playing a much better game all around. Except for late in the ball game, when they literally let Toronto hang around and have a little chance there. But Toronto just wasn't hitting shots. Flat out, they weren't hitting shots. And when you look at Golden State, like seriously in big trouble when it comes to Looney going out of that game, Klay Thompson out of that game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Klay probably is not playing game three. I'm sorry. Klay is probably not playing game three. So does that mean Kevin Durant returns for game three? Boogie returned in game one, looked bad. Game two, played much better. But Klay was tough, man. Klay had 25 points in 32 minutes. But just another guy that goes down for them. And boom, they have yet another response, another answer. And here's what was crazy. I'm watching the game with my dad tonight. And I kept saying to him, I'm like, I feel like Steve Kerr is forgetting that he has a bench to go to. Well, tonight, had to do that. Had to go to his bench in game two. Andrew Bogut only played 6 minutes, but had 6 points. 3 alley-oop dunks, like great plays. McKinney, only 2 points, but I remember the 2 points he had. Jericho, same thing, 2 points, but I remember him. Quinn Cook, 9 points. I remember all 3 of those 3-pointers that he made. Livingston was tough too, six points. But basically, what I'm trying to tell you is everybody contributed, and they played really, really good defense for the most part. So great effort from the Golden State Warriors, and Draymond almost has another triple double. Goes for 17, 9 assists, and 10 rebounds. Steph Curry had a bad night, man. 6 of 17, 23 points. The guy was Klay, and Klay wasn't even in at the end of the game. And then Iguodala coming up with the big shot at the end of the game to just put this thing on ice. Pretty good effort from those guys. Pretty good effort. Shot 46% from the field, 38% from three-point land. And then you look at the Raptors and what they did, man. And this is – sooner or later, this stuff catches up. They played three guys off their bench. Van Vliet, 38 minutes. Ibaka, 16. And Powell plays 21. Golden State played six dudes off their bench. So that's three more bodies that they used. I really think that those things, they do take their toll over time. And I know they've got a long time between games. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I understand all that. But truth be told, man, look, you've got to be ready to go. And Toronto just, the supporting cast wasn't that great, man. Siakam, 5 of 18, not going to cut it. Not going to cut it. Kyle Lowry falls out of the game. 13 points, 4 of 11, not going to cut it. Danny Green, he hasn't done much at all. Kawhi Leonard did what he does, man. He played a great game. He had 34 and 14, for crying out loud. And guy's fantastic. But he can't do it on his own. Needs some help. They shot... And ultimately, the difference in this game was a 5.5 minute stretch in the third quarter. Okay, like that seriously is the difference in this ball game. But with that being said, Golden State played much better defense all around. Toronto shot 37% from the field and 28% from 3-point land. Bam! You're not winning many games like that, people. So a much better game from Golden State. Will they be able to continue that kind of play if they're down another guy, another body in Klay? I think that makes it a little more – there's more urgency now for Kevin Durant to be able to come back. Because I'll be honest, man, Toronto's going to play good enough defense that they're going to be in every game. They're going to be in every damn game. They're not getting blown out. I mean, Golden State had leads of – I mean, and Toronto had a lead of 12. But Golden State went up double digits too. And that's remarkable in itself when you think about what Golden State's been able to do. Coming back, I think five consecutive games where they trailed by double digits and they came back to win games. Very impressive. They've got the heart of a champion, man. Not going to go out easy. And they're probably not going out at all. Probably going to win this thing in six. It's where I had them from the get. I said they win in six. But if Toronto could have won game two, we might be singing a different song. So going to be interesting. Look, at the end of the day, Toronto's not – look, we always say this, but I think it's a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of BS, to be quite honest with you. A series isn't a series until a home team loses. Well, home team lost. So we got a series, I guess. Or you could say advantage Golden State. And here's what's really interesting to me, too, because I'm a numbers guy. Very interesting to me to see that Toronto is the underdog in the series, but yet potentially – now just hear me out. I know why Golden State's the favorite. A lot of experience, been there before. I know all this stuff. 4 out of 5, potentially. I get it. But my point is that Toronto is the team with home court advantage, so potentially they could have 4 games at home where potentially they're going to be favored in all of the home games. but yet Golden State is the favorite in the series. When you think about that concept, it's a little strange. But they should be. Golden State should absolutely be the favorite. Maybe the truth is that Golden State should have been favored in the game that they played in game two because you knew that they were going to respond from what they did in game one. So what I'm trying to say is these odds makers, every now and then, I think they try to fool the public and they do a really, really good job of it. Because I guarantee you, many a people think that Golden State is going to win the championship. But you have to make it as enticing as possible for people to actually think that Toronto could pull it off. And you favor them in four games in their home court, and you make them a big underdog in the series. That makes it enticing for people to want to put some money on Toronto. Just making a point. Interesting stuff. So it's knotted up, going back to Oracle, 109-104 final score in Toronto, game two. And cool thing, too, was, you know, look, they didn't show a lot of Drake, which I'm glad because I can't stand the guy. But what they did show is they showed Clay and KD after the game talking a bunch of smack to him. So I think it's interesting that they keep the guy in the mix. They keep the guy relevant when probably shouldn't be relevant when it comes to a basketball series. Anyways, I do hear the music. Get at me, people. Let's talk about the NBA Finals. Let's talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about NHL hockey. Game four on Monday night, so we can always talk about that as now the Bruins have kind of a big lead there. Let's see if they can go up 3-1. Got to take a break. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap. It is Sports Overnight America.
Siakam for Leonard, and he stuffs.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorn.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
From downtown. Here's Leonard for three.
Yes.
Speaking of the Veterans Union. Feeling it.
This is what you want.
Yeah.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Weekend recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk. What a game two. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Steve Kerr going to have to get really creative if Klay Thompson can't go in game three, and I don't think he's going. No way, man. Not with the way that I saw him after the game. Does Kevin Durant play? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things kind of pan out now, but interesting how things have turned, and when the Golden State Warriors don't have a lot of bodies, man. Going to have to lean on some people that they don't normally lean on. Speaking of leaning on, let's lean on my man Mitch in Santa Monica, who is, like, loyal like nobody else. And that's what I love about this dude. So when you're as passionate and as loyal as Mitch in Santa Monica to the Dorfman and the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America or even the Dorf on Sports Show, look, man, you get the opportunity to spill it however you want, my friend. Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up. What's up, brother?
Boy, what an introduction. I mean, I don't know if I've earned that, but I really appreciate that. Dude, listen, I was in first of all, there's one thing that the Warriors have that no other team in the NBA has right now, and that is experience, craftiness, experience, and experience, which is actually what we saw last week with the Bucks-Raptors series, where we had talent was really outplayed and outcoached by craftiness and experience. I got to give you 10 seconds since I wasn't able to call last week and you weren't on last Sunday, but I was in Milwaukee and I went down to Pfizer Forum for the away game to be with the people. And by the way, for those of you who you see these shots of people outside and seen on the jumbotrons and the big screens, I got to tell you, I've never done that before because that really wasn't something when I was in my youth. But I went down there in Milwaukee, and it is unbelievable, the excitement. I mean, you're like at a rock concert down there. The energy is so cool. If it happens in your city, and tickets are so expensive that people are starving for this, it is a way to bond with people, like-minded people who want to be a part of it, whether you're from the city or you just want to be a part of the team. It was great. I hadn't been back for a playoff game in 40 years and went down there, and it was wonderful. We lost the game, and, we saw in that game, how the Raptors, with their experience and their craftiness, outdid Giannis and the Bucks. I mean, how many times can the Bucks have gone to the pick and roll to Giannis down low and have four players just converge and no one else step up? I mean, please. But let's move on for that. That's the history. Let's go for where we are now. I mean, dude, I think this series is going to be a gentleman's sweep. I mean, game one was basically a little rust. And the Warriors kind of like, kind of getting a wake-up. Tonight was the night. DeMarcus Cousins steps up. I mean, he's the man. Iguodala. Dude, how many clutch shots does this guy throw down in the final minutes? I mean, he's like the unsung hero. Draymond sits there. He almost coasts to a triple-double, unsung. And he's just, I mean, this team is bound for destiny. They're going to crown Oracle before they, move across the bay to San Francisco. and bring another championship back. And I think it's going to be in five. You know, as much as everyone, and I know you were talking this morning, I heard you this morning, you were talking six, and everyone, and Michael was talking seven. Dude, this is going to be done in five. It's going to be a gentleman's sweep, and I'm really done with that. And speaking of kind of like, actually, let's go one more way. I went actually to the Dodger game today and saw the Phillies play the Dodgers, which was really quite, which was really nice to see. An incredible pitching duel. Rich Hill was unbelievable on the mound, and then the Dodgers just opened up in the eighth inning with seven runs to go to 8-0 lead. But dude, Christian Yelich, I mean, battling Cody Bellinger right now for probably MVP of the league, gets his 22nd last night, and the Brewers are now up a game and a half. They finally, you know, righted the ship, and now they're leading the NL Central. I mean, how about that? But hey, you have not talked about, or I missed it, probably the biggest story in sports right now. I mean, you know, I know that you are the svelte, the chiseled Dorf man, Andy Dorf, physical specimen that you are. And Mitch in Santa Monica is like, you know, I could stand to lose 20-30. I mean, I am Anthony Joshua. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm the man. I mean, I am Ruiz, and you are Anthony Joshua. I mean, basically, you want to win. You want to win a heavyweight title. You want to be Mitch in Santa Monica and be munching on chips and salsa. That's how you win a heavyweight championship, it seems like. 100 years of physical fitness being drowned in our brains last night was completely obliterated. You guys got to be a fat man drinking beer and eating chips and salsa, and you're going to put down the chiseled champion. I mean, come on now. Was that one of the greatest upsets in the history of sports? It may be going even bigger than Buster Douglas. I mean, Buster Douglas actually looked like a fighter. But this guy was basically
Andy Ruiz. Hey, look. The only thing I have in common with him is the first name, obviously. Andy Ruiz gets it done. And I'm Andy Dorf. And believe me, I don't want to look anything like that guy. So I'm glad I'm a little bit more chiseled than that. But
No,
man.
Joshua. No, you're the other guy. You're Anthony. You, I've seen you, man. You're chiseled.
Right.
Dorfman, this guy's he's a physical specimen.
Hey, I get what you're saying. I totally get it. I'm with you. But the point is look, man, that's why they play the games. That's why they go out there and they have the match, the boxing matches, because you know what? At the end of the day, man, you lace them up. We all put our pants on the same way. We all take them off the same way. But you know what? You can never measure anybody's heart. You can never measure anybody's determination. And that just goes to show you, man, that you don't have to look like the part, but you can go out there and you can sure as hell act it, and you can and go kick some butt. So, hey, more props and more power to that guy. Congratulations, Andy Ruiz, man.
Any given Sunday, any given night. I mean, the thing is, Deontay Wilder is probably the biggest loser of them all, because he was basically set up to make – we had a chance here where the – when was the last time the heavyweight division was actually relevant, you know? When was that boxing was relevant? Boxing is relevant when the heavyweights are, you know, are there. Well, Tyson and but it's been a long time. I mean, boxing's losing to MMA and all that stuff. But you know, what last night may have set boxing back 50 years or 100 years, like I said. You know, we got fat guy putting down the chisel guy. But you know, if you want to circle back and talk basketball, I'm working well. Willing to do that too, but I had to get that one out because that was really quite a moment.
No, hey, it's cool. Listen, real quickly, I mean, look, ultimately the difference in game two was the 18-0 run, 5 minutes and 32 seconds to start out the third quarter, and Golden State never really had to look back from that. But with that being said, man, you know, Clay goes down. No Looney. Looney goes down in that game too. You bring back DeMarcus Cousins, plays better, obviously, in game two, like you addressed and everything. But does this make it a little bit more urgent now? Do they need to bring KD back?
KD, this team, and it comes from their coach. I got to tell you, Steve Kerr, I got to think, is one of the premier coaches, managers, or whatever, in all of sport. The way he handles, and all we know from him is in the press room. But there's no other coach who handles the press and is so genuine and sincere that I got to think that aura is infectious around this team. And that looseness and that ability to say, you know what, you know, we'll get through this. And I believe that is such a core part. You know, so many guys are like, you know, drive it home and drive it home and drive it home. And they, maybe that works for them. But with this team and maybe that city being that loose and being Steve Kerr, I mean, I just love that guy. I love him so much. And what he does and how genuine he is. You know, Popovich is I love that guy too. But he's standoffish. He's with the press. And he makes it more of a comedy routine, you know. But what Kerr does is out there. I have no problem with this team. You know, they were playing their bench, and now it's time for them to next man up. I mean, these guys are professional shooters. They're professional NBA basketball players. There isn't a scrub on that team. I'm sorry.
I agree.
It's not like the Raptors.
I agree.
It's not like the Raptors were Jeremy Lin, who had his 15 minutes of fame, is at the end of the bench and gets in at, you know, for 30 seconds of the Bucks series.
Hey, good call, man. Mitch, I got to rock and roll, man. Appreciate it as always. Mitch in Santa Monica, loyal, great fan, passionate about sports. And you know what? When you're like that, Dorfman gives you a lot of time here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back. I'm going to continue rapping about the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. Like I said, Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
is hopped on and trying to get it back out, and doing so was Krejci, unable to step by DeBrusk, but then Krejci, and then across to Krug with a man breaking. Backus, he scores! David Backus, and it's 3-0.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody, welcome back. NHL hockey playoffs, man. Stanley Cup Finals. Boston Bruins up 2-1 in the series, looking to go up 3-1 Monday night. Will the St. Louis Blues have enough to get it back? It's been a weird series, man. Like, seriously, been so strange. 7-2 the other night. Overtime game the other night. That's the one that the Blues wind up pulling out. And then game one wasn't much of a game. We'll see what game four brings. We'll see what it brings. I kind of want to run through some scores for you in Major League Baseball real quickly, and then I'll get back into some things and maybe even get you some scores from the French Open. As we know, Stan Wawrinka, Tsitsipas, the match of the day for sure. Federer and Nadal, they advanced pretty easily. But get you some Major League Baseball scores. Giants over the Orioles, 8-1. Twins, man, they're impressive, very impressive thus far. 9-7, they win, beating the Rays, who, by the way, they've also been impressive. So that's a quality win if you're the Minnesota Twins, beating the Tampa Bay Rays, 9-7 on the road too. 4-1 Nationals over the Reds. Tigers go down to the Braves, 7-4. Braves starting to play a little bit better, so I think they'll battle it out with the Phillies pretty well, to be quite honest with you. I think that's going to be fun. There really aren't that many great races in Major League Baseball, like, truth be told, but I think there are going to be a couple of fun ones in the National League. You're going to have the Central be fun, and maybe the National League East is going to be fun too. Braves starting to play better, 7-4 over the Tigers. Brewers get a victory, 4-2 over the Pirates, needing those victories too. Those are important. Game and a half lead over the Cubs right now in the Central. Indians go down to the White Sox, and the Indians are a huge disappointment. Like, for real, man. Big time disappointment. I think Cleveland and Milwaukee have something in common. They both have a lot of failure with their teams. No joke. A lot of hype, a lot of good things can happen during the regular season, and then boom, playoffs come and that Mack truck hits you. Cubs go down to the Cardinals, 2-1. That's a big one, big victory in the division there. Rangers beat the Royals, 5-1. Blue Jays go down to the Rockies. Blue Jays are awful. Rockies 5-1, starting to play a little bit better. We'll see if they can get things going on a consistent basis. Dodgers 8-0 over the Phillies. Like Mitch in Santa Monica was talking, he was at the game today. So out in L.A., guys, Mitch in Santa Monica, for crying out loud. So, yeah, he's L.A. Surprised I don't hear more about the Dodgers from him when I think about it. Astros 6-4 over the Athletics. Diamondbacks 7-1 over the Mets. Kind of needed to stop the bleeding a little bit. D-backs have been on a little bit of a slide as of late, so needed to stop that bleeding. Angels 13-5 over the Mariners. Marlins 9-3 over the Padres. Padres are a disappointment. Gotta say it, man. Padres are somewhat of a disappointment, at least at this point. Manny Machado going over there and not having the impact, or at least the impact that I think that they would have wanted him to have. Red Sox 8-5 over the Yankees. So when you look at the standings in Major League Baseball right now, Yankees on top in the American League East, 2.5 game lead over the Rays right now. Red Sox 8.5 back there. Minnesota Twins, 11.5 game lead over the Sox, White Sox, and Cleveland Indians. That right there could be the biggest surprise in all of Major League Baseball. Like, no joke at all. That right there could very easily be the biggest surprise in Major League Baseball right now. Houston, 40-20. They're on top of their division by 8.5 games. But you can kind of tell the common theme. Well, in the Central, like, if Minnesota doesn't screw up completely, they've got this thing done. Sorry, but they've pretty much got this thing done. Do they have another 50 wins in them? Because that would get them to 90. And that might be good enough to win that division. So another 50 wins is what they need. through 58 games, they've got 40 wins. It's pretty good. And it's pretty surprising, too. Houston, like I said, they're on top of the division. 8.5 game lead there. Phillies on top of the Braves right now by a game. 33-26, 33-27 as we sit. 32-27 as we sit right now for the Braves. Milwaukee on top right now of that division. 34-26. Cubs 31-26. St. Louis behind them, 30-28. But that's going to be nip and tuck the whole way, man. Going to be tight. And the Dodgers, it's not a question of whether they're going to win the division. It's how many are they going to win the division by. And then I wonder, where do the wild cards come from? Is it the Braves? Is it the Cubs, the Brewers, St. Louis? Who wins that division? And then does one of those teams get in? The Dodgers are going to win the division. Do the Rockies play a factor? Do the Padres get in the mix? Do the D-backs stay in the mix? So the second wild card could be very interesting when push comes to shove and you start looking at what could be for Major League Baseball down the stretch. All right, I want to get you some scores from the men's tennis if I can. I'll look for it. I think I've got some. Okay, Roger Federer wins in straight sets, 6-2, 6-3, 6-3 over Mayer, and that wasn't a surprise. Vavarenka, Tsitsipas, that was the match of the day. Vavarenka, 7-6, 5-7, 6-4, 3-6, 8-6 in the final there. And then Rafi just cruises, 6-2, 6-3, 6-3. And you know what? I'll tell you what. The women's side to me is a lot more interesting in the sense of you have no idea who can win and who's going to lose. Like Serena's out, Osaka's out. Those are shocks. Those are top players in the world. Just done. Out of it. I kind of like Sloane Stephens a little bit. She got the victory. She won 6-4, 6-3 over Muguruza. And then there were some good matches on the women's side in general. Another good one here, a three-setter. Capanini wins, or loses, I should say. But she gets the first set, 7-5. Then she loses 6-2, 6-4. And Marchich wins that one. So good matches on the women's side. But just in general, more intrigue to me on the women's side when it comes to tennis because a lot more upsets. A lot more can happen. Djokovic will be playing on Monday early. Fagnani will be playing as well. Nishikari, and that match will be continued. Monfils will be playing team. That should be a good one. So a lot of good matches on the men's side to be looking forward to for the French Open here as that continues here. If you're not a big tennis fan, should be. It's good stuff. Really is. And we're watching some of the greatest players. You know, actually, I think when I think about sports in general right now, we're watching a lot of some of the greatest players to ever play their respective sports right now. Tom Brady, you got LeBron James, got Tiger Woods still playing, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. Are you kidding me? So yeah, it's a really cool time in sports. Seriously, no joke. When you have all these amazing, and baseball isn't hurting either, man. Yelich and Trout, Bellinger. I mean, some really, really good players. We've got some great pitchers there, too, that are pitching right now. So, yeah, I think the sports world right now, people as fans, incredibly good talent that you're watching. Across the board. Don't know if you're into this too. I got to touch upon it because I was actually checking it out. It's actually pretty cool. The Women's College World Series stuff is actually pretty, it's fun to watch. Oklahoma, UCLA, those guys playing in the final. So that'll be interesting there. I do touch upon everything, man. Like, no joke. We try to get as much into the weekend recap as possible. Gave you some NHL hockey, gave you some baseball, obviously some basketball, a little bit of boxing with Andy Ruiz. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's why they play the games, man. That's why people box. That's why you get in that ring. That's why you train. And you know what, man? Like, this is no joke. 170 can look a lot different on different bodies. 250 can look a lot different on different bodies. Doesn't necessarily mean that person isn't ready to go. Doesn't mean it at all. So you got to love that. Got to love it. I'm going to go back and finish up with NBA basketball. As we all know, it's knotted up now. 1-1 headed back to Oracle. And could it be over in five? Sure. But I'll be honest, man. I think that Toronto, they play good enough defense that they're going to be in every game. They're just going to be in every game. So if the Warriors go cold, like they did many times throughout the game, Toronto might be able to bite them. But early line for game three in Oracle, Golden State -5.5 and the over-under 213. I like that game to go over 213. I'll tell you that right now. I don't care if there's not a lot of scorers on the floor for Golden State or not. I don't care if Klay isn't playing. They're going to have to figure out ways to score because Kawhi's going to score 30. And I truly expect the Raptors supporting cast to play better. I mean, they really turned it up against Milwaukee. And maybe they just had a bad night. Because they shot atrocious. They really did. The shooting was atrocious for them in game two. 30-some-odd% and 20-some-odd% from three-point range. Not going to cut it. Siakam, after a fantastic game one, came back with not such a great game two. 5-of-18 shooting. Kyle Lowry fouls out. Can't have that. Can't have it, man. Gasol's got to give him more. Ibaka's got to give him more. They just got to play like they've been playing. So maybe Toronto had a bad night. Who knows? We'll have to see. We'll see how they respond Wednesday night, June 5th, in Oracle, Game 3. Big-time game. We'll see who comes back with the goods, and we'll see if the Warriors can respond, and we'll see if Klay Thompson is back in the lineup. I don't think so. We'll see if KD winds up in that lineup. We'll see how DeMarcus Cousins continues to impact the series, because dude played great. Much better than game one. All right, I hear the music. Got to take another pause for the cause. Going to come back and do what I always do with my parting shots and wrap things up here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Three-pointer, Curry. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game. Running the floor, Siakam back to Leonard. And gets the roll. Siakam drives hard. Well defended, and he still banks it home. He's got 20.
What he does is makes life so much easier for everybody in a blue and gold uniform.
Bad pass from Curry. Siakam with the finish down the other end. He's got 10 points in the quarter. Timeout, Golden State.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm feeling all right. This is playoff basketball. Everybody's hurting, so we just got to keep fighting.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back for the final time with you here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. It would be me, Andy Dorf. You can always check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, for all the Dorf on Sports shows and local times and things like that at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Look, man, as you know, I always send things off with a parting shot, and you know what? Tonight it'll be no different, as we all know. Look, we watch sports and I analyze them for a living, and it's a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, man, this is something that makes or breaks people's lives. It's their livelihood, and what you're seeing in the NBA Finals is a team in the Golden State Warriors that is just so damn good in every facet of the game. When they're looking like they may not have it, they figure out a way to come up with the goods. When Steve Kerr has his back against the wall and has to go to guys that he doesn't usually go to, well, they come through in a big spot in a big moment, and this team finds a way to just win. And that's why they're the champions, everybody. And we saw it in game two. They responded really, really well. So, anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I got to thank Scott, as always, man. Does a great job for me. And as always, I'm Andy Dorf. It was the Weekend Recap, and this was Sports Overnight America, everybody. Take care.